getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Dynamite?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning. They were on the afternoon. I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning and totally destroyed them. But, you could doctor tapes.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
No bother to take roll. I already know who's late to the party.
Besides our producer, Charlie Broyhill?
Yeah, I know who else is.
Who?
Phil.
Who?
Phil!
Oh, Phil Hochberg?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Always late. Always late, Phil Hochberg.
Phil.
But it's always worth the wait, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Big Phil. Merry Christmas, Mr. and Mrs. Commissioner Broyhill and all the ships at sea. Since 1985, the nation's leading producers of 7 to 12-inch mushroom sticks, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right. Good one, Robbie. Very good. All right, off to a good start.
Hello, and thank you for listening coast to coast and nationwide via Westwood One, WWO, the world's number one syndicator of radio programs.
Amen.
Don and Mike coming to you from the crappy rundown studios of radio station Gulag Radio Station, WJFK-FM in Washington, D.C.
Stench of death, stench of death.
The show is syndicated with Westwood One over satellite to over 50 stations throughout America. Arbitron rated strong with over 5 million listeners, and we thank you for your patronage.
God bless them all.
Of course, Ken, Jeremy, Big Daddy Mel, Donald, Monkey Man, Ephraim, and here he is to my left and to your right. Another one of the monkey's clients, our friend, Guy Birdley. Hello, Guy.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. It is Tuesday.
Tuesday. And a special Tuesday it is.
Tuesday, December 14, telephone number 1-877-365-3636. Get to your calls in just a moment, but we've got to hype this baby up right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Are you ready for the last Las Vegas-style show of the decade?
I really am. It's one of those nights. It's a special. We don't do them on Tuesdays.
Tuesday.
I'm real excited about this one.
Vegas-style show, last of the decade tonight. We're going to be at Nation. That's in Washington, D.C. Lock your doors. It's not the best part of town. Nation, and listen to the lineup tonight, okay? Because when we come back in 2000, an all-new and retooled Las Vegas-style show.
Re-mushroom, right.
Retooled, yeah, right. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight, for the final time, the Homo Joe Cheryl the Big Dyke Challenge.
You're going to love it.
For the final time, the Tom Gavin the Monster Challenge.
Really the final time, but you know, Tom doesn't count because we just started doing him at the end of the year.
Wipe it clean, Mike.
Wipe it, erase the whole thing.
Wipe it clean.
Wipe it clean.
New show in 2000. Last time for the Tom Gavin Challenge. Last time for the Monica Lewinsky Cigar Contest.
An American classic.
Gonna have to retire that baby after tonight. Also, it'll be the final time that Buzz comes out with his liquid latex and his PJs, and
right.
He will be applying the liquid latex to the very topless Jenna and Shiloh tonight.
Jenna and Shiloh, big week for them.
Mm-hmm. And the underwear fashion show. Now, this is the one part of the show that will remain in the year 2000.
Because we just couldn't do a Las Vegas-style show without the underwear fashion show.
The underwear fashion show, the cash prize tonight is $250.
Mm-hmm.
We do have an opening act. The band Baby Fat will be performing before we go on and during our break tonight at Nation.
What a great name for a band, wow. Baby Fat. I'll have to get a look at them and see if they're filled with Baby Fat.
That is Nation. It is in D.C. It's right by L'Enfant Plaza, right? Isn't that like off South Capitol Street or some jazz like that?
No.
Really?
I don't think so. I don't. You know, you said that yesterday, and I thought you knew. I mean, L'Enfant Plaza is up a ways.
It's just off 295, like two blocks off 295, as I recall, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
well,
near,
we better figure out where it is.
Well, where it is.
None of us really know where it is.
Right. It's right before you get on 295, if you're coming like, no, you come off of 295, you go over
right
the bridge,
there.
It's right near South Capitol Street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that part I had correct, but don't you pass at some point on the way there on 295, don't you pass L'Enfant Plaza? Like
not on 295.
Maybe on 395?
On 395, yes. But on 395, it would be, you know, it would be, L'Enfant Plaza would be off 395.
Well, you know, I always get lost going down there.
But I'm curious, because when you said that yesterday, I thought maybe it was, you know.
When I went down there when we were there like 6 months ago. That's the one landmark I remembered.
La Font Plaza.
La Font Plaza. Yeah.
It's, if you're coming from 395, you would take the exit for South Capitol Street.
Right. Lock your doors, like I said before.
And it's down like in a club area down there. That's where they have a lot of clubs down there.
Right by a Wendy's.
Yeah, there it is.
That's what I remember.
It's by a Wendy's.
Well, listen, the name of the place is Nation. We hit the stage tonight. If we get out of here relatively early, we'll hit the stage about 8:15, 8:30.
Right.
Last Las Vegas-style show of the decade. Ooh. Love to see you there tonight. Oh, Robbie, need the Christmas music, please, because we have the daily giveaway.
Ah, fantastic.
For the 12 days of Christmas today, it's another high-tech goodie.
Don, I promise to do a better job today. I just wanted to tell you that.
You won't have a problem with today's stuff.
Okay, very good.
Today we're giving away yet another Kodak DC200 Plus digital camera from BargainBid.com.
What a great prize that is.
Prize valued over $600. You hook this baby up to your computer. You don't have to go to the one-hour photo place anymore because you can look at your photos right on your computer.
Yeah, use a digital camera. I do.
They're great. Do you really, or do you not have one?
I was just doing my Larry Michael impression.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Sylvania light bulbs.
I do.
I do. This is Larry Michael.
Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio. The next time you need light bulbs, look to Sylvania for all your home lighting needs. I do.
I do.
I do.
Darlene does. The little Michael girls do. I do.
I'm Larry Michael.
All right, here is the lineup today. You got to prove to us you're listening to the whole show.
Very good.
Every once in a while, we'll stop the show and I'll ask the boys to give me a sexual act.
Okay.
Then at the end of the show, you call in, you have all of the sexual acts in the correct order.
Wow.
And you're the big wiener. Speaking of big wieners, I'll start this list with number one, the good old-fashioned BJ, a.k.a. Monica.
All right, a Monica. You want it BJ or Monica?
Either is acceptable.
All right.
BJ or Monica. Mike, second sexual act, please.
Got to go with the all-time goodie. Intercourse.
All right, intercourse. That's a good one.
Once we get past the two or three basics,
then it's going to start getting a little funky.
That's when you're going to find out a little bit about us.
Yes, absolutely.
It's like a psychological test. Now, Buzz?
Yes.
You, of course, were put on double secret probation yesterday.
Yes, I remember.
You were not able to play the game. However, this time I think I have selected a topic that you are amply qualified for.
You've picked a good one, but I have a question.
Yes.
Can I give the scientific name for this? Because I got in a little trouble the last time I did scientific names.
He's getting difficult already.
Write it down first.
Okay. All right.
Write it down.
You know, really, we always call Charlie Broyhill a handful, but Buzz is turning into a handful.
Right now. Can I say that?
Yes.
Okay, cunnilingus.
Okay, all right.
Just wanted to make sure.
All right.
Cunnilingus.
Did you say that?
Cunnilingus, I just said it. So the top three then, right now as we start the list, is BJ or Monica, intercourse, cunnilingus.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Keep the list handy.
It's going to be really, when we get down like to the end of the show.
Yeah, I know.
You know, we're going to be all thinking about our Las Vegas-style show. It will be a little run down, and who knows what's going
to
happen.
We'll have to draw upon our memory banks from things that we've done or things that we've heard others do.
Yeah,
and that's when the list will really get interesting.
Oh, fantastic. Now they're all when you put it that way, they're all flooding into my head now. It's great. It's great. Now I'm really looking forward to it. I wish we could finish it right now.
No, hold on. Just keep your thoughts.
Okay, very good.
Write them down. Remember, that's the whole point of this contest. You've got to listen to the whole show.
That's right.
So we'll ask you to call at some time, probably during the news, when Buzz is on, and that's when you can call them with the digital camera. Now, a couple of things are going haywire here in the beginning of the show today. Big Bill, who won the Christmas Wish, did go out last night with the two hot adult stars,
yes,
Jenna and Shiloh.
Mm-hmm.
However, Big Bill never brought us the tape.
Well, he's a loser.
Of everything that happened on the day, right? That's why he won the contest.
Yeah,
the biggest loser in our audience.
It's not a real big surprise that he would not have done the job.
But he never bothered to bring the tape by, because I thought we would spend at least one break today listening to the misadventures of Bill and Jenna and Shiloh. Let's try to call Bill at home.
Yeah, I hope we can get in contact with him, at least hear what happened, hear his excuse, which wouldn't surprise me that I couldn't figure out the batteries.
I'm sure he's okay, probably just, distracted.
Yeah.
Well, I think Broyhill, who also is not here today, big shock.
Where's he?
He's out buying sponges for Buzz. So the best can do is liquid latex thing tonight.
Oh, all right.
Hello, hey, Bill, Big Bill.
Yes.
Big Don. Bill, it's Don Mike. And Mike. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey, Bill, where's our tape, buddy?
It's there.
The tape is here?
Guys, I dropped it off at 11.
Oh, really? Where did you drop it off at?
was someone that works with you guys. Pretty black girl with short hair and glasses.
Oh,
she's new.
11 o'clock.
What's her name?
She's coming in from lunch.
What's her name?
Is it Erica?
Yeah, Erica. That'd be Erica.
Well, go find Erica, Robbie.
I will.
All right, if you drop the tape off, Bill, then I'm sure Erica has it.
It's there. I played it. It sounds pretty good.
You had a good time, Bill?
Hey, had an excellent time.
Well, Bill,
we did break the tape recorder by mistake there.
Well, I hope that happened while one of the acts that's going to be on our list today was being performed.
It was prior to that happening.
Oh,
Bill.
Sorry to lay you down.
Oh, Bill.
Well, yeah. Bill, how much did he get on tape?
Dinner, limousine ride, and we actually were going to a couple of the clubs, Camelot, and...
Oh, you went to a couple of clubs with the girls?
Yeah, couple clubs,
went to strip clubs with Jenna and Shiloh.
Yes, we did.
Okay. All right. Well, then, without giving away any of the secrets on the tape, can you lead us to the... to the end of the day, can you tell us when you received, and I'm guessing you got a two-girl show from Jenna?
I certainly did.
Right in the back of the limo, huh?
In the limousine, that is correct.
And how was it on a scale of 1 to 10?
It was a 12.
It was a 12. Now, Bill, at any time, did your trousers slip off?
No, I'd managed to keep them up.
Okay, so there was not any real interaction, huh?
Quite a bit, believe it or not. Yeah, there was more than I had certainly expected.
Anticipated,
did
right?
Did the cow come out of the barn?
That's a little bit between the three of us.
Oh, that's
okay.
Yes. There you go, Bill.
That means just move over.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was offered Viagra last night by somebody at the restaurant, and I told him there was certainly no need in that.
I wouldn't think so.
You established
quite a rapport with the girls?
I think so, yeah. We got along fabulously.
They're nice girls, aren't they, Bill?
Super. Super. It was unbelievable.
Now, at what point in the evening did their clothes come off? Because I know that their clothes had to come off.
Sure. Absolutely. Right when we left the last club and got into the limousine, it wasn't 2 minutes into the limousine ride, and they were gone. They were completely nuts.
Yeah, all right, Bill. Boy, I tell you, limp to the finish line with that story, but that's good.
All right, hold on. Look at this. It's been here the whole goddamn time.
Just a slight miscommunication. If you like, I can go pop it in production one right now. We could hear it live from the cassette.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah,
right,
give me 1 second to rewind
let's
it and pop up production two.
Production two. Gotcha.
There you go.
All right. So, Bill, tell me where you are on this. And, Bill, again, thanks for dropping the tape off.
Sorry I didn't get in touch with Charlie earlier.
That's okay. No problem. So where the tape runs out, where you broke the tape recorder,
right.
At what point in the evening did the tape recorder mysteriously break?
It was right into our third club we went into.
You went to three clubs?
Three clubs, right.
Wow, you're a busy man.
We were.
And dinner was good?
Dinner was excellent, yes. They enjoyed your show as well. The guys there did.
Did you stop the room when you walked in with your tuxedo and the girls on either arm?
It was a stuffy crowd, and they kind of lightened up as we entered the building.
Good, beautiful. All right, listen, Bill, stay by your phone.
Okay, I sure will.
If we have any questions, I'll call you again. Thanks for getting that tape to us. And here we were.
Thank you guys again.
Here we were thinking the worst of you. Big Bill.
Right.
Sorry.
Way to go, Bill. You're not as much of a loser as we thought you were.
Yeah, I did get out of bed and ran that this as quickly as I could. Again, it was about 11 o'clock.
And that's good. Hey, considering you had probably a late night last night.
It was
very
late.
Very late. What was your beverage of choice last night, Bill?
Wine and champagne.
Wine and champagne.
Now, listen, what did you tell your God-fearing mommy about last night?
We've not crossed paths. I've kind of hidden downstairs.
Lucky
here.
Dude.
And,
lucky man.
So I guess they're curious, but no one's kind of let me rest today.
Do you have your own entrance at your house in the basement?
I do.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good.
I bet the first thing you did was wash your hands, right, when you got home?
No, not at all.
I wanted that to linger a little while.
Yeah, that lasted until this morning.
Oh, good.
Jesus, Bill. Big Bill, we'll call you back. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys. Yeah, it's been great.
All right, thanks, Big Bill.
Thanks, guys.
All right, call you back.
All right.
Big Bad Bill.
Look at that. We've had the tape the whole time. Let me pot up production room two. And Robbie, if you can hear my voice, roll the tape. A Vegas-style show tonight.
Oh, boy.
Tonight, Tuesday. Yeah. going to be at this joint nation in D.C. And I mean, man, it's in D.C.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time. We had a fantastic show the last time we went to Nation.
Line up tonight in Nation. Last Las Vegas-style show of the decade. The final, Homo Joe, Cheryl, the Big Dyke Challenge.
Fantastic.
The final, Tom Gavin is a Monster Challenge.
Yes, he'll be there. Hope he sits close to the stage.
The final, Monica Lewinsky Cigar Contest. The final, Liquid Latexing with Buzz and his PJs and Jenna and Shiloh.
Wow.
And, of course, the Underwear Fashion Show, where we pay out $250 for the wear. That's tonight. Don't cost nothing to get in at Nation in D.C., and we will have a bushel load of the new year 2000 Don and Mike bulbous plastic key tags for everybody that shows up.
That is very exciting, and it's a good chance for everybody working downtown to stay downtown tonight and come out to the show.
See you at Nation. We really still haven't figured out where it is. Hold on. I've got some directions right here.
Yeah. Okay.
South Capitol Street.
Yep.
Stoplight. Get in the right-hand lane.
It's nice, really, when you share our directions that we get for getting to these places with the listeners, because especially some of the Baltimore shows, some of the foulest, most horrible directions I've ever received.
Okay, South Capitol Street.
Now that's interesting when they say on directions, just they mention the street.
It says take the South Capitol Street exit.
Off of 395.
Off 395. I mean, I've cut all that part off.
Okay, very good.
Okay, South Capitol Street ramp, there's a stoplight. Go through the light. At the next light, get in the right-hand lane. Follow right-hand lane to top of the overpass, but don't go under the overpass. You'll know it when you see it, Mike.
Sure.
At the top,
didn't we go over the bridge? Didn't we miss it and like go all the way over the bridge and then have to make a U-turn?
At the light of the top of the overpass is the corner of M Street Southeast and South Capitol Street. Look for the KFC and the 7-Eleven on your right. Take a left turn onto M Street. Go one block, take a left onto Half Street Southeast. Go two blocks to the corner of Half Street Southeast and K Street. Turn left into K Street.
All right, I understand.
The club is on your left.
Let me explain this. Because I made this mistake when I went down there. At the bottom of the South Capitol Street ramp, when you go through that stoplight, if you don't get into the far right-hand lane, you are going to go under the overpass. And what they want you to do is go up to the top and go back over South Capitol Street, then go back down in the other direction and take a right at Half Street.
Yeah, listen, when you get off at South Capitol Street, just look for the Wendy's and the KFC. And
don't go, you know, get over, you know, as soon as you just start getting over to the right lane, because what you're going to do is you're going to go right, you know, bear right, then go over the little overpass,
mm-hmm.
and then double back to get to Half Street, take a right, and you're right there. I mean, it's very close when you get off the South Capitol Street.
So
ramp.
That's where we'll be tonight. I hope you can all follow those beautiful directions to Nation. The street address is 1015 Half Street, Southeast D.C.
Yeah, it's very easy. It really is. Right. And there's plenty of parking.
Don't let those directions fool you, because those directions were written by Brad.
Brad. Is Brad the guy tonight?
Yeah. Check out the big brain on Brad.
I like Brad. Sure. You know, Brad thinks I hate him, but I don't really hate him. Brad, I want to say that publicly. I don't hate you.
Hello, Dynamite Joe. I have absolutely no comment about that. Hello?
Yes, Dynamite.
Hi.
Yeah, when you come off of 395, you don't want to go under the underpass. You want to stay
no,
on
you
the
don't,
right-hand
excuse
side.
Me, you don't want to go under the overpass.
There's no such thing as an underpass.
You can't go
I
under
said.
An under. No, you said you don't want to go under the underpass.
Okay, maybe I did.
Yes, you
okay.
did.
Thank you,
Mr.
Okay.
Helper.
Listen, we'll find it. Don't worry. We'll be there. The question is, will you be there?
That could be a conversation we're having with our sales department. You don't want to go under the underpass. You know, what are you going to get, like a jackhammer?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
Just to let you know that the area you're going into is where Homo Joe's going to feel comfortable at.
Yes, we said that the last time.
We are aware that is a high condensation of gay and lesbian folks that live in this area.
And we welcome the gay and lesbian community to the show. We had a good turnout from that group the last time we did a show at Nation.
Oh, we love homos. Come on down.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, can you go over the overpass?
Yeah. Yes, you can go over the overpass.
Yeah, people die doing that every day.
Yeah. Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Do you still smoke?
Do I still smoke cigarettes?
Yes.
No, I do not.
Oh, okay. Well, I wondered, you never asked people if they smoke anymore, and I thought you were still smoking.
No, I actually, you know, you're right. I think when I was smoking cigarettes, I didn't do that as much as I used to. I have an occasional cigar now, but I haven't smoked a cigarette in 3 weeks. I've quit for 3 weeks, and tonight will be the test, because Don's watching me to see if I do that tonight.
Yeah, you smoke cigarettes tonight.
I know.
You smoke Marlboro Lights tonight.
I'd love to do a wager on that.
I'll bet you...
Are you driving or is Rob driving tonight?
Well, we're going down in my car, but Rob will probably be driving.
You know. I bet you 20 dreidel dollars I catch you smoking a cigarette tonight.
Fantastic. All right, deal.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Amy from Warrenton.
Yes, hello there, Amy.
I love you guys.
Love you.
I love you all the time.
Love you.
Love you.
Oh, look. Love you, yes.
No.
Yes.
You.
What?
Leah Remini thing, guys. Wearing me out a little bit.
All right, well, change the station, though.
Every day, thinking about doing that.
Now, you're jealous because it's another girl, and you wish you were Leah. That's
well,
what that is.
You know, I do.
That's it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I dream. If only that could be me.
Yes, of course.
What can you do?
You'd love to be a major TV star. That's why you don't enjoy that segment with Leah.
I think you're right.
Because we're fawning over another woman, and you wish that woman that we were fawning over was you.
I do. I go to Giant, and I hope that one day I will be discovered. I will be on stage. I will be on camera.
Is this the share lady?
You know, I think every woman that calls this show is the share lady.
Well, it's only these
No, days. Actually, this is my first time calling, and that's why I feel bad about calling to bitch, but because I do love you guys.
Oh, I don't care that you're bitching about it. I don't care if you don't like anything on this show. Just change the station.
That's the advice. That's the primary directive.
Can I tell you one thing kind of funny, though?
No, absolutely not.
Thank you, though. Only because you were so cruel in your earlier comments.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We enjoy the conversations with Leah. We think they're edgy and fun.
Well, yeah, sometimes. But, you know, the repetitiveness, it gets to you.
Okay. You know, I'm sure a lot of people right now are saying, this bitch that's on the phone sounds like all the other bitches that call and complain about your show. You sound a little repetitive right now yourself. Honey, listen, I'm not offended by the fact that you grow tired of that. But really, I don't care.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, it works for me.
Okay, listen to this man right here.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
You guys are great.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Another friend made. Struggling for air. You know, trying to suck some more oxygen into that size 20.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
Two things for you. The first thing is, I agree with you on the Deuce Bigelow movie yesterday. Totally stuck.
You went to see it? That Deuce Bigelow, that's a piece of crap. Deuce Bigelow.
Are you ready for this? I live in Ocean City. We went Sunday night. And I'm sitting in a movie in the bathroom scene with the farting. And about five people in front of me say, hey, that's from Don and Mike Show. And everybody in the theater started laughing. And everybody started chanting Don and Mike. In the middle of the theater.
All right, thank you, sir. Yeah. In the middle of the theater.
In the middle of the theater. It was hilarious, though.
In the theater. The motion picture theater.
That's right. And then afterwards, they all went out for ice cream.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I got a question for Don.
Yes, turn your radio down, please.
All right.
Big knob, turn it to the left.
Yeah, it's down.
No, it's not.
I still hear it.
All right.
Turn it a little harder to the left.
It's there, man.
You know, it's getting close. I would say that for the first 2 days of this week, the holiday calls haven't been as frequent. It's been actually...
Now we started to get them.
We've turned the corner.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Here's another one.
Hello,
you're on the air.
Hello, yeah, this is Pete.
Yes, hi, Pete.
It's Pete from Springfield, Peter Pan.
Hello? Peter Pan?
Peter Pan, your name is Peter Pan?
Yeah, is Buzz going to be at the show tonight?
Yes. Who
is Buzz?
Buzz. Oh, yes. Buzz will be at the show tonight.
I will be there. Why you ask? You want to see Buzz?
What about Bowie? Baba Bowie?
Jesus Christ.
Crap. Hello, Don and Mike.
It's the holidays.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, two things.
Yes.
I love listening to Leah Remini.
Thank you.
I can listen to her day and night. Second thing, I need your help.
Yeah.
Got to break a rule, though.
What?
You guys were watching TBS. They had the 15 days of Bond.
What is the rule you're breaking?
Well, I need you to rate somebody.
You want us to rate a woman?
Jill St. John. Diamonds are forever.
Jill St. John. Isn't Jill St. John in the ground now?
No, I
don't want you to rate her today as she was then.
She used to date RJ.
Body.
She used to date RJ. Robert Wagner.
John. Yeah, I know who she is.
And Henry Kissinger.
Yeah, she was the one in Diamonds Are Forever. She was gorgeous.
In her day, I think she was hot.
A key piece of trivia about Jill St. John. She's the only person to ever die in an episode of Batman.
And it was the episode where she was the Riddler's girlfriend, right?
Two of the first episodes.
She fell into the big atomic reactor in the Batcave.
That's really right. The only woman ever to die.
Only person to ever die. In Batman.
That's the episode where Batman did the Batusi.
Oh, cool.
That's where he went into the discotheque and she poured something in his orange juice.
What was her role on Batman? Was she the Riddler's assistant?
She was the Riddler's whore.
Oh, the Riddler's whore.
No, it was the second part of the first episode.
I won't do the Batusi unless I get my... Whores of plenty.
Yeah, but she was hot in her day. Real hot.
She was hot. I don't know if I could give her a number, but she was hot.
Come on, give me a number. On your scale today.
In her prime? If she was like in her prime today.
That's it. That's what I want.
I don't know. Maybe a mid-5.
Give her a 6.
I give her an 8.5 easy.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Harvey Joe Fisher's a pedophile.
Oh,
I don't think that is true at all.
That's not.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, hello. Hello there.
Wait, somebody with a Dave Morse show?
I think so.
It's you calling.
Yes, hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
You're never going to make it in radio, man.
Oh, yes, I am. I've already made it.
Well, hold on just a moment.
Why? What do you want?
I'm waiting for that apology.
He's waiting. You're waiting for your apology.
I'm going to apologize about what? Apologize about what?
Just my ass.
Oh,
just
wow.
Your ass.
Such hostility.
What kind of broadcaster are you?
You are a dumbass.
Oh, my. Do I really say all these awful things on this show that I didn't get this tape from?
You're never going to make it in radio, man. You son of a bitch.
Oh, I'm a nasty person.
Start to ache.
What was that one?
Your genitals will start to ache.
God, I gotta start going to church more. I'm really a mean person.
What else are you gonna say?
F you and F your mama.
Oh my! What, did I say all these things in one show?
It sounds like it.
Would there be any other little ass-like questions you'd like to ask?
And foul mouth.
The Kodak moment.
Let me tell you something about the radio business.
All right, tell me. Tell me.
Kill everybody.
What did I say?
Kill everybody.
Kill everybody.
Kill everybody. That's
kill
right.
Everybody.
I agree with that.
Thank you. And you, sir, go to hell.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye, lover.
Bye-bye.
Great talking to me.
That was just like your pregame show when you interviewed yourself about fantasy football.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, gobble-gobble.
Thanksgiving is over.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, please turn your radio down if you're going to call the radio.
It's down. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That guy called about that pedophile. Who was he?
Who was he? How the hell do we know?
I don't know.
Joe Fisher. I just wondered, is that any relation to your Joe Mama?
This guy.
Weak effort.
I want to tell you something. After your last call, that's a very weak follow-up.
Yeah, that was really horrible.
Hello, you should pick your spots better.
Yeah, you're getting lazy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you ever check out how Pepto-Bismol turns your BMs green?
I thought it was more black and tarry.
Check that out.
No, it's black and
trip.
It's black and tarry.
Hey, do you remember the time we once went a long time ago to the morning show?
Right.
We did a remote from Jamaica where we took like a plane load of listeners over there.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a character that we made up on the show. We said he's our cabin boy, Mr. Tarry Stool.
Tarry Stool. Hello, this is Tarry Stool.
Tarry Stool.
Nice to be with you today, Tarry Stool.
Yeah, I think these boys are absolutely right. I think the Pepto-Bismol makes your poopies black.
Yeah, I've taken a lot of Pepto-Bismol.
Ashen, I think.
Yeah.
Well, it's a dark. It's a dark, dark. There is a greenish tinge to it, though.
No, yeah, that would be you, and I would seek out medical attention because most people it turns it black and tarry, and if you've got a green tinge there,
it's just you.
Oh, you know, that could be a reaction.
Let me ask you, Jeff, have you noticed a difference in taste?
That's the easiest way to see.
That's you.
That's how you need to get to a hospital. You can tell by the taste.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys ever had anyone from Alaska on your show?
This is not the best BM I've ever had.
No, I better get to the hospital.
Hello?
Hey, you guys have never had anyone from Alaska on your show.
Oh, sure we have.
Yep, we did. We've got a couple of calls from Alaska, from the Anchorage area, yes.
Oh, well, maybe I just haven't been listening enough then.
Right.
All right, where do you live?
I live in Anchorage.
Are you calling from Anchorage right now?
Yeah.
What's three?
freeze my rear off, but hey.
What's the temperature today in Anchorage?
Somewhere around freezing cold, below 32, if that's enough.
Am I the only one in the room who doesn't believe that this guy's calling from Anchorage?
No, I believe he's from Anchorage.
Oh, come on, you gotta believe I'm from Anchorage, man. No one really wants to be here. I mean, it's not like we really want to pretend we're calling from Alaska. I mean, I'd rather be in, like, warm Seattle or...
What's the frequency you're listening to in Alaska?
94.7.
Yeah. Okay.
He's right.
All right.
He's right.
All right. See, I'm not BSing you.
All right. How long does the sun stay up?
Man, we got about 4 or 5 now.
Four or five hours.
4 or 5 hours. Mm. That had to suck.
What do you do in Anchorage, sir?
I work for one of your digital link systems, one of your feed stations. I work for 94.7.
You work at the radio station. Yeah. Well, why are you calling us?
I'm calling you guys because I'm telling you guys are great.
Are you our board op?
Yeah, sure am.
Oh, this is so low rent. I hate it when board ops call the show.
And even a board op that didn't know that we've already gotten calls from Anchorage, man.
It's because I just started work, that's why.
Oh, you are such a great asswipe. I wish I had that tape of myself yelling at people. That guy was just playing.
Yeah, you could fire them all off at this guy right now.
This makes the show sound so cheesy. When we get a call from a new market, and it's the board op.
Yeah, well, no one ever calls here about the daytime stations. So,
about the what?
About the daytime shows.
Nobody ever calls about the daytime show.
Yeah.
How long have you been working there?
Just for the first week.
So you've been there 1 week?
Yeah.
And you're saying nobody ever calls about the daytime shows?
No, not yet.
Why would they call you? We have our own phone number.
We have an 800 number that people call on.
Yeah, I know.
So why would people call you?
I don't know, complain or say something bad or something good.
No.
Why wouldn't people just listen to the show and dig the show? And if they wanted to call, be it favorable or negative, why would they call you and not call us?
We give our, 800 number out all the time. That's the number where they call.
Good point.
Wait, are you retarded or something?
You're really working at the radio station? You sound like a real team player.
I am.
Would you be able to go to break if I went to break right now?
No.
Why?
Because it's just the feed.
Can we verify that this guy is indeed working at this radio station?
How would we verify it? What's your name?
Michael.
Michael?
No, I'm just BSing you.
You're BSing us about what?
About working there.
So you don't work there?
No.
Are you really calling from Anchorage?
Yeah, I'm calling from Anchorage.
Don't lie.
I'm not lying.
But you don't work at the radio station. Why did you lie about
that? I can't say the F word on the radio.
I'm on the radio.
Oh, my God. Are you under the influence of some kind of prescription narcotic right now?
Mescaline?
You, sir, are an idiot.
I mean, what else is there to do in Anchorage?
Well, you didn't hear about that cabin fever. This guy really does sound like maybe he's experiencing, that kind of deal where you have to stay indoors a lot.
But they really only do get 5 hours of sunlight a day.
It'd be very depressing.
I'm sure that this guy's probably like the mayor of Anchorage, and most people in Anchorage probably have the same persona.
Do you work in any related field to the radio station, or were you lying about that, too?
No, I don't work the radio.
What do you do, really? No, don't lie. No. You're creating a lie.
Come on.
Tell the truth. Are you unemployed?
Yeah, man, I'm unemployed.
Oh, you live in an igloo?
No, I don't know igloos up here, man.
And obviously, are you single?
No, well, yeah.
Are you on a side bet? I bet he's fathered at least 2 illegitimate kids.
Wouldn't be surprised.
How many Johnny Appleseed?
Johnny Appleseed? No, I don't have any illegitimate kids, man.
How old are you?
22.
Jesus, he's got Tommy Flanagan. Totally Tommy Flanagan. 22, yeah.
So if I was to caller ID you, the caller ID would come back at me, Anchorage, Alaska.
No, because I have a call block.
I can still call ID.
Oh, well, yeah, I probably would.
I have the technology. What time is it? What time is it in Anchorage right now? What's the local time?
10:10.
Come again?
10:10,
10:47.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Well, it says in my book that our show is on from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m.
So
it would be
wrong about that.
It's 11:47 in Anchorage.
Yeah.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
What?
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
What?
What? Why are you being such an asshole?
I'm not being an asshole.
Yes, you are. You know you are.
No, man.
No, I'm going to get your number, man. You just wait.
I hope, you know, I really do hope he's not from Anchorage. I mean, but it sounds, if he's got the radio, so he's not bright enough to figure out what radio station.
Well, no, you know what? We've said the frequency.
When
I do the station slug, I said 94.7.
Right.
So it's entirely possible that he's just some slug on a couch somewhere. He probably lives in Fairfax, Virginia.
It's always a phenomenon to me how we can truly, truly work up an incredible hatred for one individual based on one single phone conversation.
It's our gift from God, Mike.
It is. It is indeed.
Thank you, God.
And then he hangs
there
up.
There he goes.
Couldn't handle the pressure.
There he goes. Okay, well, let's see.
The number of your last incoming call.
Okay, great. Get the number. We'll find out what it's doing.
Very
hello,
good.
Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
How are you?
Hi, we're great, thank you.
Good. Hey, Pepto-Bismol. I know that Mike's had a lot of experience with this, but he hasn't had darker, like greenish colors?
No, not greenish.
Well, you know
just,
what?
Just very tarry and black with just a trace of crimson.
Oh, you know what? That's a problem, Mike.
That's a big
crimson
problem.
Crimson equals problem.
Yeah, I know. But I've always managed to ignore it. It goes away after a while.
That guy's phone number is in the right area code.
Okay. Call him up, see what he's doing.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
We got this new contraption. Even if people block the numbers, we still get their numbers.
What an age we live in. That's
fantastic.
Great. Wonderful technology.
Now, I don't think you can go to Radio Shack and buy it. I think it's something that Dan the Man whipped up. Some little
4-7.
Some bypass system.
Listen to him saying 94.7, and he's trying to pretend he's at the radio station now.
You know what?
Is he?
The first three digits are similar. Are
they really?
Exactly the same. Hey, listen, you ass. Do you really work in a radio station?
Come on.
Excuse me?
Come on.
Yeah, come on. You're busted. Yeah, you see? We busted you. So now it's time to be honest.
You're on the air.
I'm on the air.
Right.
Yes.
No, I don't.
No, you don't what?
I don't work at the radio station.
Now you're changing your voice. You're trying to change your voice so we don't know that this is the same guy we were just talking to?
Well, I will tell you that here in my book I have the phone number for the radio station and the business line. The area code's the same. The first three numbers are the same. Number four and number five are the same. This guy has the exact same phone number as the main line of the radio station, except one number off.
Ah, the number. So it could be another line. It could be another line in the radio station.
Right. Well, you think you're so goddamn smart. I love guys like this. They think he's perpetuated. He's pulled something over on us.
When he hasn't. You know, we get to the bottom of this when it's necessary. And in this case, it might be necessary.
Now, what is your name?
James.
It's not Michael?
No.
And what do you do at 94.7, James?
I don't.
What do you mean you don't?
I don't do anything.
Hold on a second, please. Hold on a second. I'm trying to use this line.
That man is trouble.
Maybe the GM has like a retarded son or something.
Mm-hmm.
And today's his day, his free day to roam around the radio station.
Now,
947KXX.
It's the same guy.
Hey, asswipe, you're on the air.
Yeah, I know.
So it is our radio station.
You're calling from our radio station.
Don't do that!
You dink!
Don't do that!
Don't you realize that this is a network? This is part of the team. You are part of the team, although
it
might be...
Yeah, I'm just making it interesting.
You're not making it interesting. You're ruining it! Christ, what is your real name and what is your real job?
And if you don't tell us, we're going to find out. We're going to check it all out anyway,
board
so
op.
You better be honest.
You're the board op.
You're the board op, and what is your name?
James.
James, would you just answer the business line? Can I talk to the program director, please? Chester the molester.
Are you the only one? Are you the only one there?
Yes.
There's no receptionist in there. There's no sales department.
No.
There's no sales department.
No.
At your radio station.
That's impossible.
No, he just started the station up.
We just started the station up. And I mean, are you really a week old at this station?
Yes.
I think the station itself has only been on the air a week, right?
This is just like the radio station on Northern Exposure.
One guy.
The same guy. It's the guy that does the Mustang commercials.
Now, come on. There's somebody else there. We demand to speak to someone else there.
There's no one here.
Let me speak to Mr. Chester Coleman.
Chester is be back next week.
Chester is be back next week.
Will be back next week.
Did Chester hire you?
Yes.
So Chester can fire you too, right?
Yes, he could.
Okay. There's nobody else there.
No.
Can you hold on a second?
Sure.
Hold on a second.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave when we practice to deceive. Amazing. These guys just keep on coming. It's amazing what a support off is. When a support off who just thinks he's clever.
Hey, I'll help this show.
God, he really sounds like a loser of losers. He could have been in our contest. He might have won a trip out with a date with Jenna and Shiloh.
I'll call their show.
Hello?
Yes, let me speak to anybody but you.
Now, I heard some music on in the
background.
Yeah,
me too. Me too.
Which means there would be another station there, and there would be another operator there. Unless they're, you know, all
maybe
the equipment
not.
Is like in the back of Spicoli's van.
Who's to say it's Anchorage, man?
Yeah, really.
I've always wondered what it would be like to be on in Alaska.
347 KFX.
Hey, douchebag.
Yeah.
You're on the air again. Come on now, really. Who else is there besides you, Spicoli?
We heard music on from another source. Where was that coming from? Are there two radio stations in the same building?
Yes, there is.
What are the call letters of the other radio station, please?
It's 101 Sports.
What?
101 Sports.
What are the call letters of that station?
KAXX.
No. What is it again?
KAXX.
KAXX.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there any other radio stations in the building?
No.
You just said there was.
It's two stations. It's two different, one FM, one AM.
All right, so there couldn't be one board operator running two stations.
No, that one's run on a digital link.
Oh, is it automated?
Yeah.
So you mean there really is nobody in the radio station except you?
Yeah.
All right, besides Chester, who are your other superiors?
That's it.
No.
What are you doing?
No.
Just sitting there with a giant bong at the front desk?
No.
You've really only been there a week?
Yeah, but I have to go because I'm about to switch stations here.
What would you do, really, if I went to commercial set right now? Our show is not automated. What would you do if I went to commercial?
Just let it run.
What?
We just let it run. We just run station IDs and just let your station run. Let your show run.
Without commercials?
Yeah. I have to go, though.
Why don't you have commercials?
No sales staff. This is amazing.
This is the most bass-ackward situation I think we've ever been involved in.
Oh, absolutely. There's a reason that we are, you know, this is Anchorage, Alaska.
Right.
There's a reason this guy is Alaska. I don't think they'd let him in the rest of the country. It's the frontier.
All right, let me call
the other nation. Strangely fascinating.
Oops, hold on.
This is fascinating. James. I do not believe that is his name.
That's his latest name. His first name is Michael.
Right.
I gotta go right now. Okay, I'm lonely. There's only a moose outside.
I'm trying the other station now. The business line's at the other station.
It's him. He's the only one there.
Hey, how come you didn't answer this phone by saying KAXX?
I just did.
No, you didn't.
You said 94.7. You did.
It's these guys here.
Is someone else there?
Yes.
Put somebody else on the phone.
Let us speak to anybody else.
We demand it.
Hello?
Thank God.
Oh, my God.
Hello, listen, I don't know who you are, but I got to tell you, you're on the air.
I have a feeling I'm on the air also.
This is Don and Mike, and we have been dealing with this moron for 15 minutes.
Listen, this buffoon, first off, called our show and pretended to be just some dumb caller.
I was going to do that too, you know.
Then we finally noodled through the fact that he actually was working at the radio station, but we found it impossible to believe that there would be only just this one dumb guy in charge of two whole radio stations.
Well, I ran two whole radio stations for 2.5 years.
Now, what is the deal with this guy? He sounds like a complete idiot.
Oh, actually, he's pretty good.
Oh, here we go. Oh, dear. All right. Now, are you
doing him or something?
Oh, God, no. He's married, happily married with two kids.
He lied about that. I asked him if he had... Oh, I asked him if he had an illegitimate
right.
kids.
Now, are you two the only ones there at the facility?
Yes, at the present time, yes.
Well, how does the station stay on the air if you don't have commercials?
Well, we just put this on the air, and now we are in the process of selling time. So you have to do a good job for us.
Well, who's selling commercials there? Jeff Spicoli, the guy we were talking to?
Oh, no, no, no. We have a general sales manager, and he's from Las Vegas.
Who would be, besides Chester, who would be the supervisor of this? And is his name, what is his real name?
Is it Michael or...
The board operator here?
Yeah.
James.
His name is James.
James.
Yes, James.
And who would be, besides Chester, who would be James's supervisor?
Myself.
Okay, well then please, we humbly request you fire him immediately.
Yes, he's a total incompetent, and he has messed with our show today.
He has messed with it. How's he messed with it?
And he sounds like he's under the influence of something.
No, he isn't. He's pretty straight. He's been here since 5:30 this morning without a break.
Really?
How long does he have to work, one shift?
Well, he's in training right now, and so he has to work, he has to work for a full 8-hour day.
Now, are you the program director?
No, I am not the program director.
But who are you, honey? What's your job, honey?
I am operations manager.
Is it Susan?
Yes, it is.
Susan, baby.
Yes.
Ooh.
I've been told I give good phone.
Ah, oh, really?
No, you sound a hell of a lot brighter than the other guy.
Well, he's actually a very nice guy.
Now, Susan, being an operations manager, let me take you through a scenario here. Do you think it would be a bright move for someone to call a show and say, you know, are you getting any calls from Anchorage? Because no one is calling about the daytime shows. Now, if you're trying to promote a show on the radio, do you think that's a smart thing for somebody who works for the station to say?
Well,
honey, listen, before you answer, let me just tell you, we don't need the help. We don't need you sending, you know, your half-wit board op to the telephone.
You know what? This was done unsolicited.
Yeah, and once again, do you think that was the brightest thing for him to
Probably
say?
Probably not.
Right.
Okay, good. All right.
Well, let's give her a round of applause for at least understanding that.
You got that answer correct. Listen to me now.
Are you wearing like a buckskin skirt right now?
Am I wearing a buckskin skirt?
Yes. My Nanook prison,
no,
princess.
No, I have gray sweatpants on and a black shirt.
If I was there, I would rub your nose so hard. Oh, I really would. I just Eskimos do. But listen now. The beauty about this show is, I don't know if anybody from the network explained this to you. Probably not.
Probably
no,
not.
Right?
The beauty about this show is that you don't have to mess with it. You don't have to have your retarded board op call the show. You don't have to worry about anything. Just put the show on. The show garners the three R's. Ratings, revenue, rock and roll.
Yeah, baby.
That's it.
It's great.
Just leave it the hell alone.
Yep, I totally agree.
Never call us. Never call the network. Never have an employee call this show. Never.
And that was totally unsolicited.
Okay, so you'll have a word with him?
Absolutely.
Ah, beautiful.
Wonderful.
Now, would you like smoked salmon or crab legs up there?
Send as much as you can. Of both. I love both.
Okay, we'll see what we can do.
I might like your smoked salmon. Right? Tell me something. You mentioned that you're wearing sweatpants. Is that because you're horrendously overweight?
Oh, no, 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 no.
Did you say you were wearing sweatpants, and did you say a halter top?
No, I said a black velour top.
Oh, a black velour top.
Yeah.
Really? Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble, Susan?
I've been told that I resemble Emmy Lou Harris.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yes.
Dog!
Oh, no. Really?
Didn't Oprah do some big show about, I don't know what it is in Alaska. Is it that there's not enough girls in Alaska? Because didn't Oprah have some stupid show where she, like, flew in a plane on 30,
that's true.
30 guys from Alaska? There's no women there?
We have Alaska Men's Magazine, and the population of men and women is disproportionately, the women towards men is disproportionately low.
So is there a man in your life, Susan?
Oh, yes.
Are you married?
No.
Oh, you're not? Interesting.
No.
Wow.
Really?
Is he like a woodsman?
Actually, no. Interestingly not. He lives in Woburn, Massachusetts.
Oh, so it's a long-distance relationship.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Oh, so that's why you give good phone.
Exactly.
There you go. All right.
All right, Emmy Lou Harris.
Well, it's been somewhat of a pleasure speaking with you, but it certainly wasn't speaking to that slacker.
Well, call anytime. I'm always here during your show.
See, that's the beauty of this. The beauty of this relationship. Let me simplify for you. You never call us, and we will never call you.
And everything will work great.
Just flip the button at 11 o'clock, let the show come on, run until it's over, and then just sit back and count your pile of gold.
Okay, we will do that. And I will keep you to your word. Next year, I will call you and tell you how many piles of gold we have.
That's wonderful. And by next year, James won't be working there because I think you'll discover what a slacker he is in the next few weeks also.
He knows.
Okay.
Something tells me, though, that he might be her meat man.
Yeah.
No.
Especially if her regular honey is all the way in Massachusetts.
Absolutely.
And it's just the two of them alone, sure. Radio station in a city where it's dark for 19 hours a day.
Absolutely.
A woman has needs, Susan. I know that.
Is the radio station located out in the country, or is it?
No, actually, right in Midtown Anchorage.
Midtown Anchorage.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
But we're right next door to a halfway house.
Oh, is that where James came from?
You have needs. You have needs, don't you, Susan?
Yeah, but they're pretty much fulfilled.
Well, how can they be fulfilled with a boy who's all the way in Massachusetts?
Well, when my boss flies him up here, because he's a broadcast engineer.
Oh, so he comes into town to work on the station?
Yeah.
Oh. And Susan. And then it's just passion. Then it's just pure heat, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Do you ever do... I was going to give her some of the acts from the list, but that would be
giving
away the contest.
Right? Absolutely.
Giving away the contest. All right, well, Susan, it has been a pleasure speaking to you.
And, you know, because of James, yeah, feel free to send those crab legs and salmon.
I certainly will.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
All right. No. Oh, yeah, you're right. We did call you. But
we did indeed.
Technically, you called us first.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Yeah, get a big laugh, freaking Alaskans. Stupid Eskimos.
Hey, we got him good.
James.
Got him good.
Okay, can I do you now?
Of course you can. Let me just pull down my sweatpants.
Oh.
All right, well, there's a call from Anchorage, Alaska.
Another stellar affiliate.
We'll be back in a moment.
This is the... Merry f***ing Christmas from the John and Mike Show.
Everybody loves John and Mike.
You know, we have not gotten back to the tape of Big Bill.
Yeah, that's right. He had a great time last night.
I want to do that. But first, I want to take a call from a guy who says he just called that station in Alaska. Hello.
Hey, John and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy. Oh, let me mention Vegas Style Show tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to be at Nation. That's in D.C. right off South Capitol Street with the final Las Vegas Style Show of the decade tonight.
Get there now.
Two girls show with Jen and Shiloh. Buzz will be out there in his PJs, latexing their bare bosom.
Yay. Wearing his half outfit.
Also tonight, the final Homo Joe Cheryl the Big Dyke Challenge. The final Tom Gavin is a Monster Challenge. The final Monica Lewinsky Cigar Contest. All of those events being retired from the Las Vegas Style Show.
All right.
And of course, the Underwear Fashion Show with a $250 cash prize. That's tonight at Nation. It don't cost nothing to get in. We should be on the stage. Well, I would say 8 o'clock, but being as we're only playing the commercials now from last hour, probably 8:30 would be a good bet for us hitting the stage tonight.
So get there early and get a good location.
See you tonight at Nation. Okay, hi, this is the guy, you called that station in Alaska?
Yes, I did.
Well, why would you do that, for heaven's sake?
Just to screw with him like he was screwing with you.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. And how was it met?
It was met just like he answered when you called. Hello? And I said, is this James? He's like, yeah. And I was telling him, you know, what the hell you doing? And he's like, well, I didn't mean to get on the air. They just put me right through. And he goes, you know how, like, Don and Mike can be a-holes? And I was like, man, they're not a-holes. You're the a-hole. And he's like, well, man, I'm just thinking, you're calling from Virginia? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, well, you know, our ratings are just going to be awesome. He's doing it as a ratings ploy.
Well, the guy's an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell that when you talk to him on the phone.
I mean, you know, I would much rather, if the station in Anchorage wants us to talk about the market, I should just call our producer and say, hey, you know, we'd like a little attention. We'd be glad to talk about Anchorage, but, you know.
Proper channels, that's it.
Don't have the retarded cabin boy call the show.
Yeah, the guy, you know, the guy that's up there just going, my God,
the daytime show's mom.
You know, copying that attitude due to his paralysis with fear.
All right. Well, thank you for calling him, though, and I'm sure you said many things to him that we wish we could have said.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's a great thing about our listeners. That's the great thing. I mean, there's lots of bad things about our listeners.
If we don't punish sufficiently, they will punish for us.
That's what's so great about them. It's a vigilante justice.
Absolutely.
Always on this show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I saw Dennis Murphy on the corner of Great Seneca Highway down here, Germantown.
Yes.
And he's selling his stupid t-shirts.
He was what?
Selling T-shirts.
Well, he's a peddler. That's what he does.
That's how he makes his living. It's he supplements his income as an accountant by selling T-shirts.
I think he would do good in Italy.
Why would he do good in Italy?
Because he's a peddler.
And how does that, how does that refer to Italy? What in, you know,
because I've been to Italy.
You've been to Italy and there are lots of peddlers there?
Yeah, peddlers in Italy.
Which station are you calling from? Are you calling from the station in Portland?
Yeah, in Hurlum.
What?
In Hurlum.
Once again, what?
Hurlum.
Hoodlum?
I'm a peddler in the Hoodlum.
Oh, you're a hoodlum.
Hoodlum.
Yes, you are a hoodlum.
Baltimore.
A hoodlum. That's like what people say.
Baltimore.
That's what people say, cockroach. It's to say you're adding something.
Cockroach,
right. You know, Santa Claus, hoodlum. Hoodlum. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
Yes, you're talking with us now. It's all the rage.
Don, Mike.
Yes.
How you doing? Hey, listen, I used to go up to Anchorage all the time.
Yeah.
And they are goofballs up there, man. They are goofy.
Well, of course they are. I mean, they're living in freaking Alaska.
Dude, they got no teeth. They look like they got them right from Southern Maryland and shipped them all up there.
Oh, all right, now don't alienate any possible new listeners we have.
As much as they don't have teeth, we want them all listening to this show.
Well, hey, listen, one good thing about it up there, though, at Anchorage, is they got this topless bar up there. It's called the Great American Booze Company.
Is it really called that?
Yeah.
The Great American Bush Company?
Yeah, it's great. Oh, yeah, the girls are on the circuit. They actually ship them up there. They make a ton of money.
Wow, I guess they do. All, you know, all those guys coming out working on the pipeline coming to town.
I bet they like some pipe.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yes, yes. Hello, Don Macho. Hello. No music. Why are you laughing at this?
I don't, because I don't know. Strange things amuse me. I'm not really laughing as much as smiling at that. I don't know why. There is no real reason for it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'm calling from Anchorage, and they got one DJ on that station. He does his morning show at night.
They never forget.
Hello, Calvin.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I would love to tell you guys about the 12-inch Bob Hope commemorative G.I. Joe doll that they have out. Have you guys heard about that?
Didn't we do a bit about that one year already, Robbie, around Christmas time with the Bob Hope G.I. Joe doll?
That one that has a golf club on.
Yeah, no, he's in an Army uniform. And one step beyond, remember, you tried to get it for me for Christmas last year, but you couldn't find it.
Listen,
I got a great Bob Hope story for you from the tabloid.
Why damn it is Bob Hope?
I want to tell you. Thank you, Calvin. I already covered it, though.
Okay. Hey, do you guys wash your chopstick?
Do we what, sir?
Wash your chopsticks.
Wash your chopstick?
Wash your chopstick.
Wash your chopstick. My chopsticks grow, sir.
Chopstick?
Hey, let me ask you something. By the way, something. Yes. Why you care?
All right, hold on. Here's the story about Bob Hope. This is from the New Globe.
Hi, baby.
This is a sad story about Bob Hope.
You know, they always have sad stories. Well, I think all the stories about Bob are sad these days.
This will make you laugh.
I saw the headline. Was it Bob Hope collapses?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me find it.
Is he still? Why do they insist on putting that poor man out in the public?
To death watch. Give me half a second. Hold on.
Oh, Chris.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bob Collapse Hope.
Well, Mr. Whipple broke his hip.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
It just brought him back.
Prince Willie says, I'll give up my crown to be a movie star. Madeline Kahn marries on deathbed. Did you pull out your
I think you know what? I did because it's
okay,
in the
packet. All right. Bob Hope stunned in wheelchair tumble. Well, beloved entertainer Bob Hope plunged from his wheelchair and crashed to the floor where he lay stunned. A devastating accident for a 96-year-old man. Now the comedian, virtually deaf and blind, he's vowing to fight his way back from this latest setback. All right, so here's what happened. Let me go down to the story. At an old pal's funeral recently,
oh dear,
Bob was in his wheelchair when his head nodded and his shoulders slumped. For a split second, people believed he was dead, but he just nodded off. With a shake, he was soon awake again. The latest crash, happened days after Bob triumphantly switched on the Christmas lights at Disneyland, November 22.
They're still bringing him out in public, sure.
The beloved star, who has to use a wheelchair, was accompanied by his 89-year-old wife, Dolores.
Hey, Dolores, it's me. It's old Jack Frost.
When it came time to hit the switch, Bob got up and made a feeble putting motion with a golf club to trip the lever. But he was so weak, Dolores had to grip his hands and guide his stroke. The effort appeared to leave him exhausted.
Oh, man. Put him away. Cool. I mean, don't put him away. I don't mean, like, put him away like a dog, but just keep him in his house or something.
Dolores, I'm exhausted.
Hey, that's how about I turn the lights on with a putting marker.
Oh, you're exhausted. Hey, what? Here, get all the big lights on the tree.
Okay, so they wanted Bob Hope to swing a golf club, and he was exhausted. One source says by the time he got back to his Toluca Lake home, he was shaking from fatigue.
Who is forcing Bob Hope now to do this? Or could it be Bob himself? Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do the gig. They're going to pay?
Well, I don't think it's Bob if he's, like, deaf and blinded.
I guess not. So it could be Dolores?
Maybe, or maybe Bobby Hope Jr., I mean, one of the six kids?
I don't know who's making him do this.
I think he's largely estranged from his kids. I think it's probably Dolores, because remember the last few specials, Dolores sort of muscled her way in?
Yeah, she was actually carrying the show, and she's no spring chicken either.
No, she's, what, 86, I think? Or she might be even older than that.
Although Bob's spokesman denies that Bob Hope collapsed, insiders say he fell, and fell hard. When I heard the crash and walked in and saw Bob struggling on the floor, my heart sank, says Dolores. Once I realized he was going to be all right, I thanked God over and over again. Assistants helped Hope from the floor and carried him to his bed to recuperate.
Hey, get me back to my bed. What's the next thing on my agenda? What are we doing tomorrow, huh? Are we going ice skating?
Here we go. Bob, listen, here's what you're going to do today. Today we're going to open a soda can. I have a can of Coca-Cola, and today, Bob, you're opening a can of soda.
With a putting stroke?
No, I want you to use your finger, Bob.
Oh, jeez.
Come on, Bob. You can do it.
Shaking from fatigue.
Bob.
Yeah,
take,
there we go.
Okay, take the can. Are you ready, Bob?
Yeah.
Here we go, Bob. Are you ready?
Yeah.
And, Bob. Oh!
Oh, Jesus.
He's exhausted.
Okay, that's it for today. Tomorrow we light the Christmas tree.
Who's forcing me?
You parasite, Dolores.
Open the can, old man.
Jesus.
Open it.
All right, here we go. All right.
Come on out there. Crosby was alive. The roast of the soda can. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Where's my check? Yeah, wow. NBC going to televise it?
There's the AP All-America football team.
Yeah.
How about you, Joe Lawrence, huh?
Hey, man, let me get that Britney Spears on my show.
See a piece of
wild.
Yeah, wild. Yeah, there we go. How about
wild.
That? Huh? Fantastic.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, we're having a good time. How about that little old Mariah Carey? Want to get her? She'll do a Christmas bunny special.
I should turn the lights on. I'm exhausted.
That's great. Hey, John Elway, get him on the show. He's just retired, isn't he? He's not doing crap. Where's my check? Come on.
Wow.
Wild stuff history. Okay.
I'm deaf. I can't see.
Why are they making me do this?
Wow.
If only I could have seen what they were doing to me. Wow.
If only I won't have known.
No.
I'm a mastermind.
Wow. Wild stuff for the mastermind. Call me if my condition worsens. Wild stuff.
What day were you born, Bob?
Well, that day I was born in 1935.
Are you twins?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm announcing the Bob Hope Psychic Hotline. Yeah, Bob Hope.
I'm Bob Hope Jr. My dad, well, everybody has a wild psychic hotline.
Fantastic. Okay, what's next on the agenda, baby? Where's my check?
Wow.
Call NBC. Time to do a new deal, baby.
That's sad.
That is, you know, I really...
That's sad. Not so sad we can't make fun, but... Some days he doesn't talk and just stares into space.
I would love to know, really, who is the driving force behind all these public appearances, if it is Dolores, and it probably is.
I blame her.
It can't be Bob.
Yeah, it'd probably be her. Because, I mean, she'd be the one that would shut it down if anybody could.
Bob has to be pooping in his pants all the time.
They have a legendarily frigid marriage. He's been known for having mistresses and stuff. And
I like the Spiewax.
Very close to that, but not quite so handsome. And I think what it must be, she used to be like a big band singer, and maybe this is like her way to stay in the spotlight.
She's just standing next to him while he's turning on Christmas tree lights.
Turn the light on, old man.
Oh, who knows?
Do it, old man. It's 10 grand. Do it.
Get out of here.
Do it.
What?
Get out of here right now.
I'll slap you silly. I'll slap you silly.
Wow.
Come on, Bob. Put up your dukes.
Wow.
You don't have the strength to open a soda can.
Yeah, you are. You're going to get your reward, baby. That's for sure. I'll tell you right now. I'll hit you over the head with one of my riding crops.
Listen, there are the touchstones. And we're going to clear these lines right now and get a caller 100.
All right.
For a prize package we've selected especially for you. And really, when we come back, we're going to get back to the tape. We started the tape 2 hours ago, and I don't know what has happened to the show. We've not listened to the tape of a Big Bill on his dream Christmas wish date.
Blame the whole thing today on Anchorage, Alaska.
Right. Anchorage and Leah. Those are the two problem areas today. Prize right now, if you're the 100th person to call, good luck. Call the Rockhead at 1-877-365-3636. Oh, I better give you another sexual act.
Okay. Sexual act.
Another sexual act.
Mm-hmm.
Fingering.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Mike?
Yes. Masturbation.
Good one.
Thank you.
This is today's list for the 12 days of Christmas for the digital camera.
Mm-hmm.
And Buzzy?
How about doggy style? All right.
Okay. Doggy style.
And now I believe... We're heading into strange territory.
Yeah. Oh, Mike, I think we got there on number five. Let's be honest.
Absolutely.
Let's be honest, Mr. Felching. We'll be back. Mr. Felching, you can't be serious.
Hey, who are you talking about, baby?
We'll be back with a caller 100. It's a little momento.
This is the dog.
Thank you.
If you live in Spokane, Washington, local time, almost 3 o'clock, and you're hearing this show on Sports Talk, KFAM.
All right.
KFAM. KFAM, Spokane, Washington.
It's where wrongs are righted and rights are eliminated. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, listen, everybody. Vegas Bio Show tonight at Nation.
Yeah.
In D.C., and I mean in D.C., man, in Southeast D.C.
We are looking forward to seeing everybody there tonight.
The last Las Vegas Bio Show of the decade. Tomorrow, we will effectively pick the worst song of the millennium.
Excellent.
We've had the stack of records here every day. We just haven't been able to get to it. Tomorrow, we'll do it.
So hard to choose.
Also tomorrow, lots of Christmas stuff. Thursday, our annual Christmas show, including all of the Beatles tapes, all of the I Love Lucy tapes, the Honeymooners tapes, the annual exchanging of the gifts.
Hey, Daddy.
Puerto Rico's favorite son, Chuck Stossel, is coming in. And also on Thursday from ESPN, Chris Berman will be on the show.
Fantastic.
So pretty jam-packed the next couple of days. Vegas Style Show tonight, Nation. We should hit the stage 8:15 or 8:30. Back to the tape now of Big Bill, who went on his Christmas wish dream date last Monday night.
So far, he's having a fantastic time. He's completely smitten with Jenna. Jenna and Shiloh. Jenna Michaels and Shiloh Rain.
There you go.
I almost forgot.
You know, a lot of radio stations do the Christmas wish contest, and it's so jives. Right. Like, you know, they just make you feel bad for people. You know, this poor family, their house burned down. You know, this guy can't make his car payment.
We decided we'd take a loser and just give him a great night out on the town.
Yeah, I mean, forget all that schmaltzy stuff, you know, with tragedies and everything. This is just a guy who's just a loser.
Right.
And
right.
We picked this guy out because he lives with his mom.
A little down on his luck. He's had, you know, been unlucky in love. And, you know, we picked the great guy. I think everybody likes this guy.
Perfect.
And that's why I'm kind of disappointed he's not coming to the show tonight, because I would have liked to see everybody get a chance to see him. And I think when you see him, you'll even know more why he was the perfect guy for this.
I mean, and by no stretch of the imagination, is this guy a charity case?
No, not at all.
This guy is just a guy who's a loser. So
right.
We figured, what's the best Christmas wish?
Mm-hmm.
Send him out with the beautiful Shiloh and Jenna
right.
For a night on the town. And now we're going to pick the tape up. This was recorded Monday Eve, last night.
Right.
We'll pick the tape up as they are leaving the restaurant and getting ready to go to the first nudie bar. Back to the tape.
He's fed and happy.
Oh, hold on.
Do we want to mention? We don't want to even mention the club we're going to.
Well, we'll mention the strip club. Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to go to the hottest strip club ever. And we're going to take you as our escort.
That's fine. It's not a male strip joint, correct?
Oh yes, and they specialize in anal sex.
Oh.
We'll turn this boat around, Tony. Get back to the restaurant. Now, where we are going is a local adult club for men and women. That's right. What am I saying? It's a new world out there.
We're exposing you to that world.
That's right. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
He's so horny.
He is. Working ding ding ding. We need the bell, Don.
There you go, Billy.
We are now in the limo. We're heading to the strip club.
And what limo would that be?
Big Apple Limousine.
Ding, ding, ding.
Well, all right, there you go. There's your plugs.
We're going to try to work all these plugs in as we can.
So are you excited?
I am excited. I'm excited that you're excited.
sure.
I can't wait to watch you guys watch girls.
Oh,
sure. That's... Again, that's...
Can all three go out and catch them at the same time? All together.
Ooh, I like this development.
That would, yeah.
They're going out to the club. Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool.
Now, I think you should shed your jacket.
I would love to shed my jacket.
All right, girls. Here we go. Here we go.
Removing the jacket. Removal of the jacket, please.
Keep the pants on. Keep the pants on. Just the jacket.
We're going to take the pants off a little bit later.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
Nice. Very nice ensemble, by the way.
And it's,
thank you. And from Master's Tuxedo.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, come on. Now you're killing me with that.
Okay, we're wasting tape. We'll be back.
Okay.
Where are they going now?
They're going to heaven, Don. That's where they're going. They're going to heaven.
They're on their way to that gentleman's club.
Yeah, now we're hearing the little pause there as the tape pauses.
Thanks, Mike. Great analysis.
I'll tell you right now, I'm riveted by this. I'm swept away by the narrative here.
It's exciting. We're excited for Bill.
All right, while we're waiting, let's do another 12 Days of Christmas. The sexual acts for the digital camera.
Right.
I give to you a missionary position.
Ah, positions.
Hold that tape. 1 second, guys. Mike.
I see a number, Don, and that number is 69.
No. Good one.
Thank you.
I'm amazed that that didn't come up earlier on this list.
I am, too.
And Buzz.
Too often ignored, I think. Mutual masturbation.
Jesus Christ,
Buzz. You cracked me up with that one.
Buzz.
What?
Buzz,
you heard me, Jack.
Buzz. What?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Buzz.
High sexual content on the show today.
Very.
Sure is.
Mm-hmm. What?
Was mutual masturbation.
Wow.
That's what he said. Mutual masturbation.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really.
Really.
What?
Okay. Get back to the girls at the club. Roll it. I heard something there before.
Do you think we could have lost contact with Big Bill?
No, I've had the pod wide open.
We just hit a bunch of dead spots in the tape, I think.
And a little mechanical trouble with the tape machine. Well, Bill getting sweatier and sweatier, and I'm sure no less sweaty after coming out of the restaurant.
I hope this isn't the spot where the tape broke. I mean, I hope we get to hear them go into the nudie bars.
I do, too. I thought we did. I thought it was like the last one that they were coming out of when the tape broke.
They said that they went into three separate nude bars.
Right.
Hold on. Here comes Leah's favorite, Charlie Broyhill.
I'm sorry to announce, I believe this is the point when there's no more tape.
That's it?
That's a shame.
Oh, that's a bummer, man.
We're going to have to ask the two tonight exactly what happened on the date.
Well, do they have the pictures up on the website yet? Because the pictures would be interesting to see. Are the pictures up yet? Have you logged on there?
I haven't checked.
Hey, Buzzy, would you log on, please? It's
I'll do that.
Exposed, XPOSED.com.
What happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week?
I know it by heart.
Right. I bet you do miss
your mutual masturbation.
What? She said that they were going to be up later today, right?
Yes.
That's what she said.
Oh, really?
Error message. What? I thought for a second and then got an error message.
Were there pictures of him?
It just the squares, and it keeps bouncing back.
Really?
What's he talking about?
He gets an error message when he tries to get on the website. Which
you know.
The server's down.
HTTP error 400.
You know the old HTTP.
I get that a lot. The old error 400.
You know that.
You know that, Don. It's real problematic, you know. Man, I'm a little disappointed. I really wanted to hear them at least get to the joints.
Well, let me call Bill back. What do I do with this phone number? Hold on. Give me a second. Here we go. Let me just call Bill back.
He's not sleeping.
Try a little information.
Too bad. What a day. It's been raining today, so it's been a long day on the couch for Bill.
Let me just pray a little, just a little nugget out.
Hello.
Hey, Bill, it's Don and Mike again.
Yes, sir.
Now, listen, the tape just ran out as you were going into the nudie bar.
Yeah, you know, there were two tapes. So I think that tape actually ran out, and we put in tape two, so maybe Charlie has another tape.
Robbie, when you got the tapes from Erica, did you get two tapes or did you just get one tape?
Erica only had one tape, and there was like 40 minutes left on that tape. There was lots of room. I think the tape recorder just might have ceased.
Right, but Jenna has a tape. Didn't she bring in a tape today?
Jenna has a tape?
Yeah, there's two tapes.
There is a second tape. I did not know that.
What is this, Watergate?
You have to buy the box set.
My God.
I did not know that.
That's quite controversial.
How's it going? The girls know of no tapes.
Oh, really?
And there's just the one we have.
All right. Well, there's a Watergate-like conspiracy there.
Well, yeah, actually, I got a message from...
Don, you are on the air, sir.
You got a message from who?
I got a message from Jenna this morning saying that they had the one tape and that you guys needed... The first tape.
All right. Well, we'll figure it out with her.
Yeah, there's two tapes floating around.
All right. Well, Bill, can you tell us, without revealing everything,
how did the date go from this point forward?
Well, it wasn't too successful. We had a little problem getting into one club.
Why is that?
Well, Shiloh couldn't find her ID, so they wouldn't let her in.
Okay, gotcha.
So we went to another establishment right next door and went in there and they met a few girls that they knew.
Yeah.
And it was pretty neat. I mean, it was really fun walking in there with these girls. I mean,
so were you sitting at a table surrounded by dancers?
No, actually, you know, the place, of course, is packed with guys, and then the stages are kind of spread out. So we sat at a table, but you know, all the guys were, you know, not looking at the girls on the stage. They were looking at Jenna and Shiloh.
Looking at your women.
Yes.
And they had to love that.
Oh, man, I had to love that. That was a great feeling. I mean,
so
the nice thing was that Jenna was kind of, she was very affectionate. So she'd sit on my lap and, you know.
She's very affectionate. Hey.
She really made me feel good.
You got a buzz? The pictures are great. Bill, you look great in your tux, and you look like you're having a great time at dinner with Jenna and Shiloh.
I sure was, Buzz. I had a blast.
Oh, they're up, Buzz. Well, describe the pictures to us. We can't see them.
Okay, the first picture is, you know how you're really close to a subject with your camera and you get sort of a wide-angle effect? Well, that's the first picture of Bill in the backseat of the limousine. And then the second picture is, from a distance, Bill and also Jenna and Shiloh at the dinner table. They're sort of leaning toward him, you know. And then the next shot is much closer, a much closer shot of Bill and Jenna and Shiloh at the dinner table.
What are they wearing, Buzz?
They are wearing black evening gowns, very sort of low-cut, strapless gowns.
Oh.
Yeah, very nice. They look great, as always.
Yes, yes, yes.
Here's a very dashing Bill stepping out of the limousine. And here's a picture of Bill. It appears he's dancing with Shiloh. Yeah, he's dancing with Shiloh here.
Well, on my screen, I see ESPN.com.
There you go.
We are trying very hard to connect to that site here in our studio.
If you listen, you can hear our computer. You can listen, because our computer's making a sound. They're not dancing. In fact, the caption is, Bill checks out Shiloh's piece of ass. So he's apparently reeking around Shiloh there.
Oh, Bill.
Wow.
Big Bill.
Here's a picture of Jenna helping Bill out of his jacket, the part we just heard on the tape.
Well, the sound is downloading on our slow computer here in the main studio.
To Shiloh's photo gallery.
Bill, while we're waiting for our ancient computer to download these pictures, let's get past the strip clubs.
Okay.
When you got back in the limo.
Got back in the limo.
For the ride home, for the ride around the monuments, whatever you guys did, what happened then?
Well, I'll tell you something funny. Tony didn't know exactly what the plan was. So I think that maybe the plan was possibly for just a half hour show. And so immediately, you know, the girls were without clothes. I mean,
well, the girls were naked right away.
Right after we left the last club. Mm-hmm. It was almost immediate, and it was it was great from the time the door closed to the time we pulled away. It was excitement.
So when you got to your house, were the girls dropped off first?
Yes, they were.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, that had to be kind of sad.
Yeah, it was. But it gave me and Tony something to talk about.
Oh, dear.
Now, what time did your dream date end, Bill?
I actually got home about 2:30.
Hey, there you
go. That's a good time to get home.
Give them a good round of applause. Those ladies did a good job. They kept me out till 2:30. That's
fantastic. I was saying that I thought maybe the original plan was a half an hour, so Tony pulled back into where they were parked. Nice establishment, and got out to open up the door for them, and they're still
putting on the show.
So they're
about to get the door open on them with people standing outside, and they're screaming and hollering and pulling on the door handle and yelling because he can't see us. You know, it's kind of the windows
so
are fogged
up.
You
had the old partition up there. And
that's correct.
And at this point, did Tony, did he get clued in at a certain point?
They held on to the door. Both of them were literally pulling the door back and yelling at him not to open up the door. So
now we got
the idea.
When the girls were putting the show on, did they have their bag of toys?
They certainly did, yeah. Quite a few of them.
So Tony got back in the limo and you guys drove around for a little while longer?
Yeah, for a good bit longer, quite a bit longer.
Wow, fantastic.
So, Bill, how would you rate the date?
The best ever. I don't have anything to compare it to, so it's, you know, by far... It was an adventure and a pleasure, all in one.
I'm glad you had a good time, Bill.
Well, happy holidays, Bill.
Well, I appreciate it.
We're very glad you listened to this show, and thank you for entering the contest.
I always do, yeah. Thanks, Don. Thanks, Mike. But
only wish you could join us tonight. Hold on, Mike. We have finally got the pictures. If you take a look, Robbie, scroll down, scroll back up. All right, there's...
Hold on, give me the guy.
There he is, looking all happy with his flowers.
Here is Big Bill getting ready for his date with adult stars.
Right, that's the first picture. Scroll down a little bit. Still downloading. I almost slipped there. That is the crappiest computer I've ever seen.
It is going to take us four freaking ever to see these pictures download.
The caption says the girls are instantly taken with Big Bill.
Right, and there they are at the restaurant. Right, Bill's got his arms around him.
He looks good in that tuxedo. Got a nice shiny vest on. And the girls look great in their black outfits.
Bill,
you look like a big city pimp, man.
I'll tell you something. They let me take pictures, too, with their camera.
So that's nice, and it looks like you were having a little wine with dinner.
Right, now, the next picture that we're waiting to download is Bill dines on oysters and champagne with the babes.
A little closer to the dinner table now.
Now, I'm sure that this is going to make their site crash, because if Mr. Skin got 400,000 hits on our show last week, I'm sure these girls are going to get a bunch of hits. The website is www.2,
right,
and then write X, the letter X, POSED.com. That's where you can log on to see these pictures. Of course, we have
Isn't our computer on a network? Isn't our computer
SHI network.
I always thought networks would like make it a little bit quicker. You know, we'd use the power. Hi, Wendell.
Hi, Wendell. Don't come in if you're just going to dick around. Don't even bother coming in. See that, Wendell? Nothing's downloading. Don't even, unless you can fix it, just leave the room. No offense.
He's still standing in here, which means he might be able to fix. Is there anything you can do to fix it, Wendell? Oh, there he is.
Really?
Nodding his head.
Oh, well, please do that.
He's nodding his head.
Please do that. Sorry for my outburst.
Wendell.
I'm frustrated with the equipment, you can understand.
Now, Wendell,
look at how slow this goddamn computer is, Wendell.
All right, Wendell is using the mouse.
Now he pushed stop, he clicked on tools.
Tools.
Oh, look at him, connections.
All right, we're trying
RAM
to speed
settings.
It up. Doesn't everybody really, though, experience this with their computer once in a while? They use a slow
proxy server. I see what you're doing. Oh, you're sneaky, Wendell. Yes, you're sneaky.
Do you understand some of these computerized
moves? Absolutely not.
Shutting out the rest of
you. I've seen my wife do the same stuff on our computer at home.
Your wife is a computer whiz.
Up, hold on.
Error.
HTTP error.
Error right now.
Billy. I'm able to connect with the remote host, Billy. Up, right, hold on. He's back. He's back on the site.
Doesn't seem to be working, though. Oh, there he is.
All right, there's the picture of Bill.
That was quicker.
All right,
of course, we had that before. Let's see the second
scroll down.
Picture. Oh, damn it.
The second picture's still out.
I'm Gumby, damn it. Listen, you guys come in here, use my microphone, and look at this screen. Do you want to go into Buzz's room to see him?
Do you have all the pictures, Buzz?
They're all here right now.
All right. Well, hold on. We got the second picture now.
That's the second picture?
Keep going.
Oh, man.
Jesus. All right.
It's queued up. Oh, no, he's got the last one now. He's doing a thing that gets all the pictures quickly.
All right.
And now he's going to the next one.
All right. Oh, you're good, Wendell. You're good.
Yeah, that didn't work.
Nope, hold on. Give him another try. Show pictures. God damn, this is impossible. Hey, Bill, hold on. Someone's calling me on the phone. Hold on a second, please. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
It's Shiloh and Gemma.
Hi, Shiloh. How you doing, girls?
Good. How are you?
We're doing okay. We wish we could download your goddamn site. It's not you. It's our computer.
You know what? My web guy just called me and he said that it's climbing because so many people must be on the site checking it out.
Yeah. Now we see a picture of of Bill with his hand on his belly.
He looks like he's been well fed.
Yeah.
What did, you know what? Nobody ever asked. What did what did you guys eat?
I had filet mignon, mashed potatoes, a Greek salad, red wine, and
we shared the creme brulee.
Oh, no. Here's Jenna getting down to business as Big Bill gets hot and sweaty.
Now, you guys, we wanted to tell you that there is still more on the tape, I believe. It's just that we hit the play button while we were in the back of the limo, and it kept playing and playing. So I think there's still more things on there.
Somewhere. All right, well, let's go and figure it out.
We were feeding Bill all the food.
Yeah, we were feeding him the food. And
What did Bill eat?
He hardly ate anything. He must have eaten 3 bites of his filet.
Wow, really?
Really?
He didn't want dessert or anything.
Wow.
It was funny. The bass guy that played there at the prime rib, he came up and he goes, oh, I didn't know you guys were going to come here. We go, how did you know? He goes, I listened to Don and Mike. You're like, oh, really?
There you go.
Well, let me do a reunion here. Bill...
Bill, here are your girls, Jenna and Shiloh.
Hi, girls.
How are you, sweetie?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Recovering from last night?
I sure am. It was just a resting day today. Wore me out.
They let you off work again, huh?
Yeah, a little rain.
Yeah,
love that rain today, that's for sure.
A resting day.
Bill, you didn't call us today to ask us for a second date.
Oh, maybe this is the opportunity.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Okay.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
I got your number, so you'll...
Yeah, that's what they all say.
Oh, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, I think you had a chance to close the deal there, my man.
Yeah, Bill, you might want to ask him out again, Bill.
Okay.
Yeah, Bill kept insisting on going to Las Vegas with us to get married last
night. I was all ready.
You could go to Las Vegas tonight if you wanted.
Two rings.
Yeah, the Las Vegas style show.
Yeah, Bill, you ought to come to the Las Vegas style show, even though you have to get up early. Just for a minute.
Just pop in.
You can leave early.
Yeah, Bill.
Okay, guys.
Send Tony my way, and I'll be there.
Send what?
Send Tony his way. And do you have wheels? Do you have access to wheels?
I actually don't.
Oh, you don't.
Oh, there you go.
Right. You don't have a car.
Don't you have a bike?
Tony, I'm sure he'd be glad to come and get you.
A bicycle?
He's awesome.
Now, we have some more photos that we didn't put up. We want you guys to look at them and edit them for us tonight.
Oh, tonight is the show. Be glad to.
Very good. Because they're kind of X-rated, and we just want to make sure we put the right ones up.
Excellent. Oh, tell them about the problems you had at the photo or where.
Oh, I told them.
How about that?
We had a hell of a time. All I know, I don't know what you did, Bill, last night, but Gemma tore me up in the limo. She went absolutely crazy.
All right.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Had a great show last night.
Jenna, Shiloh, we'll see you tonight. Hold on, girls. Hold on a second. Bill, you bad boy. I guess we'll see more of you tonight at the still photos at our Las Vegas style show.
And if you want to hop on your orange crate and come down to the show, feel free, Bill.
All right, I'll talk to my mom, see if she wants to drive me down there.
Okay.
Could you borrow your mom's car?
Do you have a license, a driver's license, Bill?
Yes, I do.
Well, why can't you just borrow your mommy's car?
It's a little tough to do. Remember,
the reason he won the contest is because he's a loser.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Okay. We understand, Bill.
All right, Bill.
Thank
see
you. Guys.
See ya. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Bye.
Don, I believe it's all about initiative. That's what it's all about here. It's not the big payoff tonight, you know. It's effort.
He had the late night last night.
Sure.
He's exhausted.
Sure.
You know, stay home tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with orange fingers, Cheetos.
Garmin Greg. Hi, Buzz.
I'm Don and Mike.
Hey, it's time for the news and the comments already.
It is.
What is your lead story tonight, Buzzy?
Tonight, you're calling it quits, Charlie Brown.
Oh, that dude died?
No, he's just retiring.
Oh, okay.
That's in the BFD file. I understand.
We will be back with news and comment coming right here eventually. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comment.
News and comment coming up
on the Don and Mike show.
That was very,
professional.
This is from to get in. Call Nation at 202-554-1500 for information and direction. Come celebrate 1,000 years of Triple X tomfoolery and adult-only antics. Come on out and get Y2 crazy. We'll see you there.
Everybody loves Donna Mike.
Griswold's Family Christmas Tree.
Not big, it's just full.
Dad, that thing wouldn't fit in our yard.
Not going in our yard, Russ. It's going in our living room.
Merry f***ing Christmas.
Right.
From the Don and Mike show.
Right.
Where's my Mariah record, Robbie?
Oh, man, you got to play that. But I've got it in the car. I've been listening to that stupid record nonstop.
You still addicted to it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Favorite Christmas song.
It's a great song. I mean, it really is. One of my favorite songs she's ever done.
Mariah Carey. This might be my second favorite, though. The Elton John is a Gay song.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a good one.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
And now you're going to bump me out by telling me about Snoopy.
I am. I am, and a lot of people, for that matter.
Yeah. Really?
Including, and maybe especially, our own Rob A.
I really could give a rat's ass.
Yeah.
I never really liked peanuts.
I'm not a big fan these days. I liked it as a kid, but a lot of people around the world, and I mean a lot of people, are really hooked on this and really count on it every day. Exactly. That's how they're going to feel. They're going to have to start their days a little differently soon. can't quite get it. I think you're close. Hey, that was good. That's right. I think they cheat with tape on that voice.
Thank you very much.
Peanuts creator Charles Schulz is retiring, and King Feature Syndicate says his last strip will appear on January 3rd. The syndicate says Peanuts is read by 355 million people each day in 2,600 newspapers, 75 countries.
I like the Christmas show. It's about all, though.
That's a classic.
Give me a B.
B.
Give me an F.
F.
Give me a D. What's that spell?
BFD. 77-year-old Schulz is home from the hospital after surgery last month that revealed he has colon cancer.
Is he any relation to the Schulz from Hogan's Heroes?
None
yes.
whatsoever.
Oh, the Frenchman makes such nice strudel.
Schulz's wife says he's sad about having to retire, but after 50 years, he says he wants to focus on his family and on getting well.
You want
to
bum me out? Let me know when Tank McNamara is not going to be in the comic strips anymore. Tank McNamara.
Who draws that strip? Isn't that cartoon
yeah.
lingo?
Who the hell knows?
It's not who writes that strip. It's who draws that strip.
That
right.
strip.
The judge in the Linda Tripp wiretapping case has decided not to let her off the hook.
Excellent.
Today, the judge ruled that Tripp did not have federal immunity when she turned her secret tapes of Monica Lewinsky over to...
I was waiting for that story, Buzz. That's good news.
She turned over the tapes on January 16th, 1998. She was granted immunity a month later on February 19th.
Excellent.
You knew this day was coming. You just didn't know when. Marv Albert is coming back to NBC.
Yes!
He'll replace Bob Costas as the lead voice on pro basketball broadcasts for the Peacock Network in the season that starts next fall.
That's two BFD stories you got today.
You don't think that, let me see if I got this straight. You don't think me coming back to NBC is something that's notable?
No!
So you're saying BFD?
Yeah, BFD.
Oh, thank you, Doc.
Well, Costas, of course, stepped in for Marv a couple of years ago when Albert was involved in that sexual assault case.
Biting the back and wearing women's underthings.
Yes! Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yes!
I'm having room service.
Ooh, this is ugly. A wide receiver with the Carolina Panthers now faces murder charges. Ray Caruso's girlfriend, Cherika Adams, died today in a hospital in Charlotte.
That is ugly.
Shot last month. Days later, Caruso and three other guys were charged in connection with the shooting. Now, a first-degree murder warrant is out for that NFL player. Football Hall of Famer Jim Brown has lost his battle to disqualify the judge who sentenced him to domestic violence counseling. Brown had accused the judge of being biased against black men. Today, another judge threw out that challenge. Brown says he'll never serve out the 400 hours of community service in his sentence. He's also refusing to enroll in that counseling program.
He's a very, very stubborn man.
Most of America's schools are not teaching kids about safe sex. Research out today shows that one out of every three schools is skipping the birth control talk and teaching that abstinence is the only option.
See, what they should do is they should get Marv involved in that. You know, a little kid's prepared a little highlight film and make it like those crazy outtakes he used to do. You know, the blue. Here's some bloopers.
Spanning the globe.
Here's some sexual bloopers for you.
Here's some anal. Yes.
So here's a guy that didn't pull out. Huh? How about that, kids?
The rest of the schools teach what is now called abstinence plus. That method puts abstinence first and suggests that contraception for students who decide not to abstain.
Running the risk of making this sound like an actual talk show.
Right.
Which I will do to... Aren't kids just supposed to learn in school how to read and write?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Don Geronimo, ladies and gentlemen. That's a very conservative position right there.
Correspondent McCain all the way. Correspondent Tom Gavin checking in now from the Nightclub Nation that we will be performing
at. Oh, good.
Tonight.
Tom, are you close to the stage? Tom, unfortunately, has not held the phone properly, and his greasy hand...
Tom is gone.
I was looking forward to getting that early monster growl.
Yeah, you know he'll call back.
Yeah, I hope he's not at the back of the room like he was the last time. You remember how...
Bring him right up front.
What about talk about shaking from fatigue?
If you'd like to make a call, please...
He's gone. Don't bring him that close, though.
Yeah, that winning smile.
Bring him moderately close to the stage.
That's right. And then just tell him early that we're going to need him.
For the Tom Gavin Monster Challenge. Country singer Kenny Rogers is being sued by a fan for $2 million.
Everyone considered me a horny little singer.
Kenny and I.
A 48-year-old accountant named Kevin O'Toole says he got hurt by falling glass after Rogers tossed a frisbee into the crowd at a concert in Dallas. The injuries required 70 stitches and left a permanent scar in three places on his face.
Well, wait a minute. Falling glass. What did Kenny Rogers hit when he threw a frisbee?
He hit a chandelier.
Oh.
You see, and that caused the glass to
fall. Hey, don't forget, if you buy his ranch, you get his dogs.
Yes, that's right.
They're
remember
all
that
included.
Story we had? He's selling his house for like $11 million, and he's giving away his dogs, too.
It's sold, and so are the dogs.
Oh,
did it really?
Yeah, it's sold. It's done and done.
Mm-hmm.
O'Toole went to the hospital in Kenny Rogers' personal limousine that night, and as he was being escorted out of the concert, Rogers was quoted as saying, "I guess I just bought myself a lawsuit." A spokeswoman for Rogers says it was an unfortunate accident and it has been turned over to our insurance company.
He's so strong, Kenny Rogers, when he throws his frisbee.
Yeah, right.
All those dogs that came with that ranch, they were all frisbee dogs.
Strong as bull. Buzz, time out. And it's time to give away yet another high-tech electronic gift.
Yay.
Fantastic. In the 12 Days of Christmas, sponsored on this show by BargainBid.com, today we have another fantastic Kodak DC200 Plus digital camera.
Wow.
From BargainBid.com, and we have a very, very
nasty list. Yes!
Yes! A various...
Yes!
Yes! If you've been listening to the whole show, you have all 12 some repulsive acts included.
Mm-hmm.
If you have them, call us now.
Yes.
And prove to us you've been listening to the whole show. 1-877-365-3636. Call 100 right now. Get the high-tech digital camera. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Sports 11.
So crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
It's beer and I like it.
If you please, their show is filled with blood and cheese. Don Geronimo and Michael Nava.
Bloody good it is. A time for caller 100. Give away this digital camera. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Going great, my friend. Who is this?
My name is Larry.
Larry.
Hello, Larry.
Larry, where are you from?
I'm from Chico, California.
You must be listening on KHTK Radio.
1140, that's right.
Right. Home of the Kings.
Yes, sir.
We're big Kings fans as long as they win.
Oh, man, they're doing great, though. They're having a great season.
Those
Kings.
Listen, oh, man, they're awesome to watch.
Listen, here we go. 12 Days of Christmas. Do you have the whole list?
Hey, yeah, I'll tell you the truth. I've got 11. I'm guessing at the 12th. You're going to love the reason I'm guessing at the 10th.
You're guessing at the 10th.
I'm in the middle of a BM when you guys come out with the last three. And my concentration just wasn't there.
I don't know. Oh, dear.
All right, well, let's
do it. Number 10 on the list will be a guessing game for you.
Yeah, right.
Number 10 is a mystery because of number 2.
I get it. You know, we can save everybody and probably make it more of a challenge for everybody else if you just throw in number 10 for us.
Yeah, tell us what you think number 10 is. Because
well, I wrote down foreplay and my other
Sorry.
My other thing.
We saved ourselves some time that way.
All right. Thank you, though. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, holding for the 12 answers.
Right. What are you holding? What's your name?
Name is Rob.
Rob, where are you from?
From Sacramento.
Another guy from KHTK land.
That's great.
All right, Rob, do you have all 12 sexual acts?
I'm pretty sure I do.
One at a time, very slowly, so I can play the ding sound afterward. Number one.
Number one is a BJ or a Monica.
Right. Number two.
Intercourse.
Number three.
Cunnilingus.
Number four.
Nipple twisting.
Number five.
Belching.
Number six.
Straight anal.
Number seven.
Fingering.
Number eight.
Masturbation.
Number nine.
Doggy style.
Number 10.
Missionary position.
Number 11.
69.
Number 12.
Mutual masturbation.
There you go. Got them all. Perfect job. That is a winning list. And you have won the Kodak ZC200 Plus digital camera.
Absolutely fantastic.
From BargainBid.com. And this is the baby with all the bells and all the whistles. BargainBid.com is the internet's first wholesale computer auction site with hundreds of brand name computer products up for auction every day. Your new camera, your digital camera, valued at $600. Enjoy.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it, man.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you.
Well, there's a guy who gets it.
Did you read the Sopranos article in the Life section today?
Yes, I did.
I don't understand the last paragraph. I just wanted to ask you about it because I'm not sure exactly what it says. Does that mean that the first season Sopranos...
In essence, what they're saying is they're going to rerun every episode of the Sopranos in order, starting on Christmas Eve.
Okay, they're going to rerun it.
The final three episodes will air January 2nd.
Right.
So that you can get all caught up between Christmas Eve and January 2nd. They're going to run every episode of The Sopranos.
But no starting date as far as when the new episodes start.
Yes, it says it here. Read the whole article. Okay. The new episodes start on... Oh, crap.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. January 16th.
Sundays at 9 p.m. earlier in the article? Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
January 16th, Sundays at 9 p.m.
That's where all the new stuff starts.
Good. Right.
All right, wonderful, because I was confused by that.
And you and me, we're going to be going to this thing that you write. It says movie premiere-style parties in New York and Los Angeles. We're going to the one in New York. That's the thing you and I are going up for. The boys' weekend to go be with the Sopranos.
I am so psyched to see that. I mean, that is really cool, and I'm glad that they're giving this show the publicity that it deserves.
They're spending $10 million on the publicity, and the part I like is the fact that they're sending trash trucks to shopping malls to get people to sign. And on the side of the truck, it says Tony Soprano's Waste Management.
You know, we finally put our faith in a show that is a monster. I mean, you know, we're behind King of Queens. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely.
But the Sopranos, we don't know Dick from the Sopranos. We know nobody. From the Sopranos. All we know is we start talking about this show from day one.
That's right.
All of a sudden we got a call from HBO that says, hey, you guys, we know you supported the show from day one.
Mm-hmm.
Come to New York, meet the cast for the big premiere party. Do you see up in Broyles' office? We got a big box. HBO sent us a box today of the Sopranos CDs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Cool. That's great. I'm really excited about that.
So we're finally in on the ground floor. Something good.
Excellent.
Love the Sopranos. Love them. What? No F and ZD? Love it.
Is Ricky Martin gay?
Yes.
A newspaper columnist wants to know. Andrew Sullivan of the New York Times is throwing down the gauntlet for Ricky Martin, Richard Simmons, Rosie O'Donnell, Janet Reno, Donna Shalala, Ed Koch, and Al Gore's campaign manager, Donna Brazile.
Oh, yes, except the last one, who I don't know.
Mm-hmm. In a Sunday Magazine article called Not a Straight Story, Sullivan says he's issued the challenge because these celebrities have been ambiguous on the subject when it came up in interviews. He says that being coy is insulting to gays and condescending to straights.
I agree.
He says he's just asking them to narrow their preferences to half the human race. He also says he's not trying to invade their privacy, but rather challenging the way they portray themselves.
Hmm. Add Tom Cruise to that list.
Oklahoma.
Still on that one, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time homo.
Oklahoma is one of the last states in the country that still allows cockfighting.
The corn is as high as an elephant's eye.
Thank you, gays.
And now, opponents of cockfighting have collected enough signatures on a petition to get it put before the voters, the question of whether or not it should be banned. Cock breeders and fight organizers say they will fight this beak and claw.
Cockfighting.
Cock breeders.
The proposed law would make cockfighting a felony, bringing up to 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $25,000. Most states banned cockfighting in the 19th century.
Is it just two cocks that are involved in a fight?
I think it's usually just two cocks at a time. Mm-hmm. And okay.
How many cocks do you like at one time, Buzz? when you're into cockfighting.
I just have the one, you know.
No, but I mean, when you're into cockfighting, how many cocks?
Well, I don't want to fight more than one.
If I was going to a good cockfight, I could take four cocks.
Really?
It's really bad, though, if it goes a long time and the cocks get all bloody.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
There's nothing worse than a bloody cock.
Yes, nobody likes to see that.
All beat up.
Terrible.
They're not very durable.
No.
And it will take a licking.
And, if you know, I guess the ultimate for these fights, really, when they pay off the wager, is a dead cock.
Yeah.
Mm. Right.
And then I heard,
a lifeless cock.
I watched an actual news show on that, and they threw the dead cocks out into the dumpster outside. I thought that was pretty disgusting.
Who wins there?
Yeah, nobody wins.
That's right.
Just a pile of dead cocks.
Most states banned cockfighting in the 19th century. Missouri and Arizona just banned it last year.
But
now,
for the record, you said you could take four cocks at once?
Yeah, that's the way I like my cockfighting.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Easily.
Quite a man.
I'm not a cock lover. I want to say that for the record.
Right.
I'm a cock hater.
Yeah, I don't like cocks either.
Well, you just said you could take four at once, though.
If I was going to a cockfight. I mean, Ian, just quote me specifically here.
No, I'm going to quote you out of context.
Thank you.
That's the best way to do it.
You're doing your job as a broadcast professional. Now just Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Louisiana.
Allow.
Do not put this on a profile.
Please. Too late.
Oh, shoot.
Too late.
Oh, S.
Welcome to Joe DiCaprio's Cockfighting Arena.
Hi, I'm your charming host, Mike O'Mara.
I'm Al Buzz.
All right.
Back with more news and more combat in just a moment.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And again, happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at the NFL today. Now, the IBM Power Poll, just picked by my guys here as always. Craig, Randy, Gary, Eric, Mann, Bob, Matina, our radio buddies, Don and Mike, everybody in on this one.
Thank you, Nancy.
Good old Jim Nancy.
If you live in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, or Lancaster, Pennsylvania, it's almost 7 o'clock, and you're hearing this show on two stations, WPDC or WVZN, Harrisburg, PA.
They talk too much. Don and Mike.
That's the capital of Pennsylvania, you know.
Harrisburg.
Harrisburg is?
Yep.
Okay, you know that because you do all that station capital stuff.
Well, a bunch of Jeopardy, right?
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
The lap dancing may be out in Tampa, but it's definitely in Canada. The Canadian Supreme Court says nude dancers who put on personalized shows do not violate community standards.
That's a funny thought.
And they found a bar owner innocent of trading sex for money.
A pussy company, a pussy country like Canada having a Supreme Court.
Well,
that's funny.
Their Supreme Court justices are pretty brave.
Mm-hmm.
They've ruled that it's okay for the customers to touch the dancers' breasts and buttocks so long as the dancers don't touch the customers. Yeah. That's the law now in Canada.
That's so funny. Like, Canada's not really United States annexed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not really just United States up on top of us.
Right.
They're really part of the United States. They might as well be.
The northern states.
Right.
Mm. What?
What?
No,
No, why'd you?
Well, you know, I get all these Canadian guys that I'm skating with again, and now I'm afraid.
Yeah,
you talk about Canada like this, and they knock me on my ass every day.
Listen, this is not a slam on Canada.
Yeah, how's your buddy doing? Hey, fat boy, they can't skate real fast. Here you go.
Canada is America light. America wannabe. A Supreme Court, please, for Canada?
It's a fine country.
Made me laugh my ass off.
Very fine country.
Hardy har har.
I like those, man. He's just kidding.
The new kinder, gentler WWF is apologizing for showing too much flesh on Sunday night's pay-per-view. The WWF really has toned down its content after the strong-arm tactics from big sponsors like Coca-Cola.
Strong-arm.
But on the Sunday night Armageddon show...
There you go.
See, Armageddon, see? Sunday night, a contender by the name of Miss Kitty showed her breasts to the audience.
Miss Kitty, see?
This little girl had knockers.
Oh, man, look at those erasers, see?
She told the crowd she knew they wanted to see her naked, even if the WWF officials did not.
Well, you know, isn't it a pay-per-view?
It is, but believe it or not, it was rated TV-14, which means no nudity, generally.
Man, that's weird.
Another wrestler quickly jumps between her and the camera. It was a $30 pay-per-view event. And by the way, Miss Kitty won by ripping the clothes off a wrestler named Ivory. So, you know, it was a family show.
I tell you, people that are dropping $30 for that, it's pretty interesting. I mean, what the hell? I think anything should go. I mean, you're $30, you ought to at least get a show.
Right. Or a stack of lottery tickets. MTV is the latest media outlet to see if man can live by the internet alone.
That was a delayed reaction to your funny buzz.
Of course.
I love it when you're sarcastic and caustic like that.
The day after Christmas, MTV's putting six people in an underground bunker that measures 6 by 8 feet. They'll have access to some internet chat rooms, but their only contact with other humans will be when an army officer visits them for an hour each day for a lesson in survival skills.
This sounds remotely like they heard the idea that CBS had to put the people on the island. They said, let's come up with something like that, but do it faster.
And if they're doing it faster, I think the concept's going to... I mean, that really is... to a certain extent, solitary confinement. Very much so. Six people in a 6x8 room.
Are they men and women?
Yes, three men and three women. And their food, their food will be limited to MREs, the Army's Meals Ready to Eat.
Do they have privacy if they want to go poop?
I guess, I'm guessing there's a bathroom.
For MTV, probably, so you won't see anybody taking a dump.
There's a little porta potty in there.
And then all six of them, and this is the part I like best, will be let out of the bunker in the wee hours of January 1st, released into the streets of New York City's Times Square. So if all hell broke loose, then that's what they'd be walking out into. You'll be able to watch them through a live camera that's hooked into MTV's website between now and then.
Wonder if they'll do it. You know, the men and the women will do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Hey, look, I'm watching MTV and they did it. They're doing it now.
They're doing it. This is so much better than videos.
Look, mutual masturbation on MTV, just like Buzz says.
Fantastic. That's great.
No felching, though.
Look, in England.
They're fingering on the MTV.
That's incredible. Gee, I'm glad I bought this network.
Yeah.
In England, fans of the Beatles.
I forgot Mel owns MTV now. Technically, it's Viacom merger CBS now, a
right.
CBS station.
Yeah,
sure.
We're hip. We're happening. Fans of the Beatles in England were desperately trying to get a hold of tickets for the concert that Paul McCartney had returning to Liverpool's Cavern Club for the first time since he was with the Beatles. Now, one guy with tickets says he's lost count of the number of times that women have offered him sex for one of those tickets.
I think Big Bill went to the Cavern Club last night.
The tickets were free.
Oh, really?
This guy also says he's been offered an all-expenses-paid trip to California and $16,000 cash for tickets that were free. The concert was held today, and here's Paul McCartney making absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Okay, Paul McCartney.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
Okay.
The next time you need light bulbs, look to Sylvania for all your home lighting needs.
I do.
Okay, really.
Here's Paul, my favorite Beatle.
What better way to rock out the century? This is where it all began. And for me, this is where the century is going to end, with me playing rock and roll, which, if you remember, the Beatles, before the Beatles, was a fabulous little rock and roll band.
There's Paul McCartney.
You know, I'm not trying to start a fight. I thought he made sense.
Yeah, well, on second hearing, I guess it was okay.
Since you're going to have a show for the end of the century.
Right.
Remember the Beatles before they became the Beatles, meaning mm-hmm. when the Beatles were just, you know,
right.
more guys that went this place and played.
Fabulous little rock and roll band. And then we're going to take a big ham. We're going to boil it. We're going to put it in a pot with water, boiling water, slice it up, play some rock and roll, and boil the meat. And eat to me.
Hello.
And we'll have some blood pudding and some kidneys.
Hello.
And it's all boiled meat.
This is the end of the Don and Mike Show. Find out what happens next tomorrow. Westwood One Entertainment.